Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
You know, Michael, I've got a student that I teach. He reads three books at once and he uses a Kindle these days.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I said, how do you remember where you're up to on what book? He said, no. He said, I just can do that. Can you do that?
No, I struggle reading.
Yeah.
I'd like to welcome to the show our author. In fact, our author and book of the month for next month in the magazine, Emily Maguire, author of Fishing for Tigers. Welcome to the show, Emily.
Hello, good to be here.
Now, listen, it's quite an interesting way how you came about this story, isn't it? Because you didn't really want to leave Vietnam, is that right?
Yeah, I went there. It was supposed to be just a three-month AsiaLink residency. So I was working with a publishing house there and doing a little bit of my own writing. And I just, about 6 weeks into it, I just realised I was in love with the place. And I've travelled a lot and, you know, pretty much everywhere I've been, there's something that I find to like about it, if not love. But I'd never, ever felt this before. It was just like falling in love with another person. I just couldn't explain it. And but it was real, and I really struggled with the idea that I had to come home, that I had to come back to Sydney, and from out of that came this book in which I'm managed to live for the last few years while I've been writing it. I've been able to keep putting myself back there.
But it has actually taken years to write, hasn't it? It's been at least 3 years in writing this book.
Yeah, I started it in 2008, and I mean, part of that is because I don't write full time. I have other work that I need to do, and I teach, and part of it is because I wanted to keep going back and doing more research, as I convinced everyone around me I was doing. And so I've been back sort of once a year for at least a month since 2008.
Now, the book is set in Hanoi. Just take us through a little bit about the book without giving too much away.
The book, the protagonist of the book is a woman called Misha, who's a 35-year-old Australian woman who flees, I guess is the right word, to Hanoi to escape a violent marriage. And she sort of just chooses the place rather randomly without knowing anything about it, but she finds when she's there that she falls in love with it, much as I did, and sets up a really nice life for herself there. It's really quite easy to live in Hanoi these days, especially if you're a fairly wealthy, privileged Westerner. She has a group of expat friends. She doesn't really have any responsibilities. It's a pretty great life. And then into this comes the 18-year-old Vietnamese-Australian son of one of her expat friends. And through getting to know him and developing a relationship, she's sort of forced to confront some of the real kind of deeper issues about being a privileged, wealthy Westerner who gets about the world doing what you like.
Right.
Now, I've got to say, in terms of all your different trips there, did any of this remotely come near you in terms of the story itself?
The central relationship, no. However, I guess to me the really interesting thing is the tension between, you know, we here in the West are very big on this kind of rhetoric about following your desires and that we each have a right to really pursue our own happiness and, you know, to find ourselves. And this is kind of really familiar stuff for most of us, and a really different context in Vietnam or a lot of Asian countries where people think about their responsibility to their family, to their community, to their country. And it's something I came up again and again. I've made really good friends now in Vietnam, but I've found that it's not, in the end, the language differences or sort of the shallow surface cultural differences. It's sometimes the differences that come up is this really deep thing about how we live our lives and what kind of things we choose to pursue, and whether we're thinking about, you know, who am I and what do I want to do with my life, rather than what's my responsibility to my family and my community.
I think you're dead right. Our deputy editor, Donna Duggan, loved this book. She has raved about this book. And as I said before, it is Book of the Month in our October edition of Mind Food. Emily, it's great to have you on the show today. And I look forward to reading it, I have to say.
Thank you very much.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.